Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This morning, I actually want to begin with a little text study of our hymn, the hymn that we just sang. A hymn that was in TLH, but I don't think it was all that well known. However, I found this time and time again, these words are true my heart every single time. Lord, I love with all my heart. I pray thee never from me depart, with tender mercy cheer me. Earth has no pleasure I would share, yea, heaven itself were void and bare, if thou, Lord, wert not near me. And should my heart for sorrow break, my trust in thee can nothing shake. Thou art the portion I have sought, thy precious blood my soul has bought. My trust in thee can nothing shake. No amount of science can save a single one of you. Only Jesus Christ, in his blood that was shed, can save you. Science itself is amoral. It does not seek to save your life or prolong it. But Jesus Christ suffered death so that you could live eternally. Nothing can sever you from the trust in Jesus Christ apart from your own sinful desires of your flesh. Rather than seeking only prolong, look back to the cross of Jesus. Pray at his proper time and not for your sins hands. Nothing can shake the trust that you have. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, my God and Lord, forsake me not, I trust thy word. The Lord's word is good. It is what was necessary for us to have salvation. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Yea, Lord, 'twas thy rich bounty gave my body, soul, and all I have in this poor life of labor. Lord, grant that I in every place may glorify thy lavish grace and help and serve my neighbor. Let no false doctrine me beguile. Let Satan not my soul defile. Give strength and patience unto me to bear my cross and follow thee. I don't know about you, but I find my patience a sinner and sinner every single day. It is prayer every morning when I fall to my knees, prayer before I go to bed every night, that God would grant me patience to bear with my own children in my household, to bear with you children in this household, and bear with everyone. Patience wears thin. That's expected. A long 2 weeks as patience runs dry and turns cross. When we're impatient, when we scream at each other, let us repent. Let's turn to the cross of which Jesus shed his blood to cover you for all of your sins. This is what I must do each and every day, to bear my cross and follow thee. You have all been given a cross to bear, a cross made specifically for you to strengthen your faith, that your faith may not be found finding on that last day. When Christ returns or at the hour of your death, may your faith be strong enough, may you be prepared for that day that you were with him for eternity, to bear your cross and follow him. Lord Jesus Christ, my God and Lord, in death thy comfort still afford. Death. It's a dirty word. It is an enemy to be sure, but is no longer something for us to fear. Death is conquered, it is swallowed. And now in your death, Jesus Christ has made a portal to life. In our introit for today, we read these words: Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and let your prophets be proven faithful. Lord, we could all use a little bit more peace right now. Our world is ravaged. So much anger, destruction, and lawlessness follows, it feels like, every single night. And we would ask that God would protect those who are called to serve us and to protect us. May he build them up. May he cast down the lawlessness, those who seek to harm and hurt, not just monetarily, but even in one another's lives. May he set that down. May he put it under his feet. that lawlessness may be restored, that we don't have to sit every single night wondering what is going to happen next. I'm glad when he said to me, let's go to the house of the Lord. This is the house of the Lord. This is the house in which we gather family. Never let devil, the world, whatever sense dictate you otherwise. This house that should be had come to each and every week. No matter what is going on outside of these walls, this is a place for you to receive God's word. For you to receive his sacraments would build you up, not just for this life, for eternity. Let's go to the house of the Lord. In our testament, we're reminded of all. The Lutheran Church, we should reach both all and God. All is necessary because we need to be reminded of why we need a Jesus to begin with. Why do we need to be saved if we are without sin? Well, God's law shows us this. In our catechism, it tells us that there are three main uses of the law. Many probably will remember that. First is a verb. A verb designed to be on the path. But when we go off path, we harm ourselves and others. So God's law works to remind us of what God desires. The law also works in the second use as a mirror. It shows us our sin. How do I know that I should not murder or cheat on my wife? God has laws for that. You shall not murder. You shall not adultery. How do I know that I shouldn't go and gossip and tell lies about my neighbor? God loves that. You shall not confess me against your... How do I know I shouldn't be using God's name in vain? God has a law for that. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. We use God's name to call upon it, to give praise and prayer. All of these things. Hear now, people, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve him, your Lord your God, with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord. Fear the Lord your God. We should fear his wrath. We should fear hell more than we fear anything that goes on in this world today. Fear the Lord your God. That which you fear more than God's eternal judgment has become your God. No matter what that fear is in, that is your God. In each commandment, Luther includes this in its meanings. The first commandment, its meaning, you shall fear, love, and trust in God above all things. Children, have we lost ever with God? Have we been such in body we no longer remember that is permeating for us? This is not a certain thing. That one is. Fear and love God. Fear and love God. Fear and love God. Every commandment responds this way. We trust God. The third use of the law traditionally was called the rule. But in the most recent catechisms, they've changed it to God. Paul German doesn't really know English translation, but I reminded that God's law shows us how his children live, not just for Old Testament people, but his children this very day. The law shows us how we are to live our lives, to show our devotion to God, to show our devotion to our neighbors. These commands, God says in word, are for our good. I have no gods, cry his name, only call upon it. I remember and sanctify the holy day, those are things for me. God doesn't need our worship, but we do. We need to come here to be restored and fixed each and every week, to be reminded of our sin, but also reminded of the Jesus we have who served us then, whose death, his sacrifice, covered all sins. We need this each every week, and we need this each every day. It's our good. He said, be no longer stubborn, Germans. Don't be so stubborn. We all want it our own way, don't we? Burger King has taught us that. Have it your way. But that's not what God's word says. God has given us clear instructions. And while he knows that we fail, and we know that we do too, if we use it to show our sin, we also know we must turn to the foot of God, to cry for forgiveness. That when he hears us, when we confess our sins, he gives you free forgiveness of those sins. Purchased and won for you, not by your own doing, but by the work of Jesus Christ. He is the Lord, the God of gods, Lord, Lord, great, mighty, and awesome. He exits justice, fatherless, and dope, and loves us so, fatherless, and dope. The church has long cared for the people. Long held fridges, long held hospital for those who are sick, long held places for meals, food places, things like this. And he also tells us to be for the soldiers. There used to be a time a person passing through would find respite in a Christian. But now we are all people, another human being. I don't do this anymore. What does God's word say? God's word upon fear? I think it does. He is your praise. He is your God who has done for you these great and terrifying things that your eyes have seen. In that day, it was the 10 plagues. But in our day, we see the terrifying things that God has done to secure our salvation, our deliverance out of slavery. Truly think about what it looks like to see a man hanging from a cross, bloody, beaten, with a crown of thorns piercing his skull, nailed to a cross, hanging to a cross. You, for me, it's terrifying. Have you ever just had this touch to see what Jesus endured, and that only fraction of it? It gave a radar how gory that truly is. Those are the terrifying things that God has done to secure your salvation. May we return to Him. May we rejoice in Him. Jesus is constantly tried. He constantly gives us to solve. To what is the great commandment? As you love the Lord God of your heart, all soul, and your mind. This is the good for commandment. In a sense, tell your neighbors yourself. Love God. Love your neighbor. God in the flesh gives us these commandments. He cries out that He is the Son of David. David had seen His day. The Lord said to my Lord, sit in my hand till I put hands on your feet. If they call him Lord, dumb. It's my own true eternity, but I believe it in my heart because that is what the Word of God says. So no matter what the world tries to tell you, trust in God. Jesus is exactly who He said He is. And death does come for us. No matter what form God Jesus did it. These words, last words, the stands of our name ring true. For these are words that I sing at His deathbed. And if I am still your pastor on that day, I promise that almost nothing will hold me back. A lot of tale out there now, but I promise to try to be there to sing these words on deathbed. Let these words ring true you today before that day. Lord, at last the angel heart to bosom bear me that I am fearing. And in its narrow chamber keep my body safe in peaceful sleep until thy reappearing. And then from death awaken me that these mine eyes with joy may see. O Son of God, thy Lord's face, my Savior and my fount of grace. Lord Jesus Christ, my prayer attend, I pray thee without end. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.